Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and we're on the app as a podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand. That's posted shortly after 4 o'clock, and we're on Instagram Live right now, too. And we're going to talk with the Assemblyman Republican, the Assembly Republican leader, James Gallagher. This is a story that we have been following for a week or so, and it's been zigging and zagging. I'll give you a capsule because it's hard to determine exactly what's been going on. But they passed a minimum wage fast food bill, jacked it up to $20 an hour for people who shake fry baskets and flip burgers. But it looks as if Panera's got an exemption. They didn't have to pay $20 an hour. The owner of a lot of Panera franchises is Greg Flynn. Greg Flynn donated $164,000 to Gavin Newsom over the years, various campaigns, and also was involved in another business deal with Newsom some years ago. So now the exemption was about bread, that you didn't have to pay minimum wage to your employees as a fast food restaurant if you baked your own bread and sold it by the loaf. Really. And so it was called the bakery exemption. So is this just a bribe, that a disguised bribe that led to this exemption in the legislation? Let's talk with James Gallagher, the Assembly Republican leader, because Newsom's been acting really squirrely about this for a couple of weeks now. James, how are you?
Good. Glad to be with you again, John.
I read the excerpt of the bill. It does look like there is a specific exemption that would affect primarily Panera. Is that the way you read it?
Yes. You know, and like the whole thing stinks. I mean, you know, we had this exemption, Flynn was part of many restaurateurs who were saying, this is just, this is a terrible policy. It's going to lead to, less jobs, automation. It's going to be terrible for, business owners who are trying to operate these franchisees. And then all of a sudden, after all the muddle's over, he's got an exemption and he happens to be a big donor to Gavin Newsom. Now everybody is saying, oh, I don't know where it came from. I don't know how that got in the bill. The author of the bill said, I don't know where this came from. Gavin said, oh, there was all these negotiations. We don't, you know, nobody knows. Well, all where would this have come from? And without anybody like actually coming forward and without any transparency, you got to assume somebody got what they wanted.
Newsom told two separate stories. At first, he said this was part of the sausage making of the legislation, that, you know, people get together and they cut deals. Give me this provision. I'll vote for that provision, that sort of thing, which goes on all day and night. Then he started outright denying that there was any such Panera exemption at all, which was easily disproved. Am I getting this right?
Exactly. When he was first asked about it, when the bill just passed, he said, oh, it's sausage making. Now when people have called out that, hey, this was specifically for someone that well and is a donor to you and is exempted. And then now he's trying to say, oh, no, that's actually, it doesn't exempt them. I was only talking about raw dough. it's ridiculous. I bet you Panera thinks that they're exempted. Although they did, now all of a sudden they are coming out and saying, oh, we are going to go to the $20 an hour. Of course, the question is, well, are you going to comply with the rest of the bill? Because it wasn't just about wage increases. It's about also complying with all these new regulations coming out of the new fast food council.
Well, how does this happen? Is this just phone calls, emails, somebody on the governor's staff? Emails someone on the legislative staff that's putting the bill together?
Well, that's what we're all trying to find out is, hey, what were the communications? Who came up with this? Who talked to who? Nobody has disclosed any of those things, right? And in fact, what we found out is that stakeholders who are negotiating on this bill signed NDAs during the discussion. So they're saying they can't disclose the information that was discussed.
Public policy. Hold on a second. Who gets, who has to sign an NDA?
What has been reported is that certain stakeholders that were negotiating on the bill signed NDAs while they were doing negotiations, and they're saying we can't disclose anything because we signed
elected NDAs. Officials?
Not elected officials, but different groups or industry folks that were negotiating on the bill.
Oh, lobbyists.
The other problem here, John, is why are these happening in the governor's office? The legislature is the one that passes laws, right? These discussions and these debates should be happening in the full view of the public in committee hearings, not in the governor's office.
Well, there should be no mystery.
That is another problem.
There should be no mystery as to who suggested this and who inserted it. Now, you and Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, you wrote a letter to Gavin Newsom, and you're asking for what specifically?
Exactly. So we are doing a PRA request saying, hey, show us all the emails, show us the texts, show us all the communications that happen between the governor's office and all these different and Flynn, right? And the CEO of Panera to get to the bottom of like, okay, what were your guys' communications? You're saying there's nothing and that nobody talked to anybody and nobody knows where this came from. Well, show us the proof.
Can you get
all of your emails and texts?
Can you get like phone records to see if somebody just whispered in a legislator's ear late at night?
Yeah, we're asking for a pretty all-encompassing thing. Like, hey, any and all communications between you and Panera and Greg Flynn, so that everybody can see what those communications were.
All right, let's say we're right. So that after $164,000 worth of donations from Greg Flynn, Gavin Newsom does his buddy a favor. Because, they had business ties long before this. Is that a bribe?
Well, it sure kind of looks like it. I don't know. I'm not the one that can determine whether or not something illegal happened here. That's why I think there needs to be investigations by all the appropriate enforcement agencies.
Well, that's what makes me crazy is, sure, it looks like a bribe, right? Any normal person would say, oh, he's donated $164,000. He got a big business break that's going to be worth way more than that for him. But they don't put it in writing. He doesn't write, dear Gavin, I'm sending you $164,000. Give me the Panera Bread exemption. Thanks, Greg. Of course they don't do that. And if they don't do that, it's really hard to get evidence. But it's just done indirectly through so many intermediaries.
You know, and look, at the end of the day, the bottom line is this, the kind of stuff should not happen, period. You know, like, this is not how we should make public policy. And if you know, Gavin Newsom was out there saying this is such an important thing, we need to make sure that fast food workers are making $20 an hour, and he supported the legislation, he signed the legislation, right? If it's so important, then why did you exempt, you know, this specific group? Why? You know, why are they any different from anybody else? You know, this is the problem with Democrats on the whole, is they love to, you know, impose all this stuff on everybody. But then we see, you know, they make special exemptions for people who are their friends. We saw that with AB5, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, this whole thing needs to stop, you know. And, like, to me, that's what we're trying to shine a light on, and we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Is he going to answer your letter? And if he doesn't, what are you going to do?
I mean, we're going to keep pushing on it. I mean, no matter what. I mean, if he's going to, you know, not want to be transparent about that, then he can tell everybody, you know, then he can tell the world that he doesn't want to provide the kind of transparency that is needed. The public pressure will continue to build. And, you know, eventually, I think someone is going to be getting to the bottom of this. We hope the enforcement agencies move on this too. You know, the Department of Justice, you know, they should be looking into this. Ethics, you know, watchdogs and you know, conflicts of interest agencies should be looking into this, right? Let's get to the bottom of this and find out what actually happened here.
Well, thanks very much for coming on with us.
No problem. Glad to be with you again.
Well, we're gonna keep on this story. Did Newsom take a bribe to give Panera Bread an exemption on the fast food $20 an hour minimum wage law? When we come back, Boeing has got another problem in another plane, and they don't seem to be cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board on the door plug story. They're not giving information over very quickly.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
It has been now, wow, it's been 2 months since the door plug blew out of that Boeing 737 MAX plane. It was an Alaska Airlines flight coming from Portland to Ontario. 2 months since the door plug blew out. You're not going to believe this, but after 2 months, the National Transportation Safety Board still does not know who was working on the Boeing assembly line to put the door plug back in the plane. This particular production group is supposedly made up of 25 employees and a manager. They didn't get the name of the manager. They didn't get the name of the other 25 employees. And Boeing has just not been responding. And listen to this. Boeing has not turned over any important records to investigators about the door plug blowout. And their response is that maybe there aren't any records.
What?
Here's the word from the NTSB chairwoman, Jennifer Hamady. She said this yesterday in testimony before the Senate. Boeing has not provided us with documents and information that we have requested numerous times over the past 2 months, specifically with respect to the opening, closing, and removal of the door. Boeing says, listen to this carefully, with respect to documentation, if the door plug removal was undocumented, there would be no documentation to share. We have an undocumented door plug. I guess that's like an undocumented migrant. I cannot believe that everything on a jet assembly line isn't documented.
That's ridiculous.
That can't be.
Somebody's hiding something.
Yeah, somebody's hiding something. And they withheld all the names. 26 people.
No, you can't do that.
Boeing says it's worked proactively and transparently.
Well, that's not transparent.
No. Hamady told the senators that they want to identify the actual Boeing employees. There's one team that deals with the doors, Hamady said. She said this is absurd and really disappointing that the NTSB still doesn't have the names. Boeing, after the testimony, said, all right, we'll give you the names.
Okay, so that was yesterday. So I wonder, did they get the names today?
I don't know. They claim they have now provided the full list.
It took all this time.
2 months. Can you imagine? And then said the CEO was all over the place saying that I hate the word transparent. I mean, that's another word for like tell the truth, tell what's really going on. Here's another Boeing problem. This was a flight from Nassau in the Bahamas to Newark in New Jersey, February 6th. And when you land the plane, you have to manipulate the rudders. And this keeps the back of the plane from swinging side to side. And the rudder pedals got stuck. It's right before the plane slows down to taxi speed. But the pilot is literally pressing on the brake on the rudder with his foot. And you try to keep the plane on the center line of the runway. And if the rudders aren't working, then you start swaying off the center line. And who knows where it's going to go. And so the captain had to lean on the nose wheel. They call it a steering tiller to keep the plane near the center line of the runway while they were slowing down, because the pedals that control the swaying in the back of the plane were all stuck. They don't know why.
And that wasn't checked before?
I don't know. One more story. And I've looked at several of these, and I can't find, because this just happened. This news broke today, and...
The tire?
Well, this is the fire. Well, you have a tire?
Oh, but this was just a United Airlines plane lost part of a tire, and it landed safely. It had to make an emergency landing at LAX, so everything's okay.
Ah, no, this is a United Airlines flight, Houston to Florida, and the engine caught fire shortly after takeoff, and they had to return back to Houston. And there's photos of the fire. People stuck their iPhones up to the window.
Everybody has to take a picture.
Yeah, there you go. That's a big fire. At least it looks like that. But it's not saying if this is a Boeing or an Airbus plane.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLS does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. For those of you wondering if there's any news about it's the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You've been wondering if there's any new voting news about the L.A. County District Attorney's race. There's not. I woke up this morning and 67% of the vote was in. In fact, last night, 67% of the vote. And that's still the number. They haven't counted one more vote since yesterday evening. The totals after they shot up from 48 to 67% are similar. Gascon's at 22. Nathan Hochman at 17.7 and Hatami, I think, at 13.4. So not much movement. And odds are, it's not for sure yet, odds are it'll stay that way, and it's going to be a Hochman-Gascon runoff. In Denver, this is like another chapter. We're doing things almost every hour now, every day. Another chapter of stupid progressive ideas that failed. Denver declared itself a sanctuary city, but unlike New York, it doesn't include a right to shelter. In New York City, the local government is compelled to provide shelter indefinitely to illegal aliens. Seriously, that's what they did. Denver just said, well, it's a sanctuary, but we're not obligated to give you shelter. So they've had an excessive number of illegal aliens wandering around, as high as 4,500 in January. Now it's dropped to about 1,800, which is they're asking local property owners to rent out to illegal aliens. They're calling them newcomers. And we have a story on this. Let's go to which one is this? Cut number three. This is Fox 31, KDVR, the reporter Rogelio Morris.
City asking property owners if they'd be willing to rent to migrants as they are finding more reliable and steady work. This comes as they report to us that more and more migrants are actually getting a permit to work here in the States legally.
We put out a feeler to all the landlords we have connections with and basically said, listen, we're going to have some newcomers who are going to need housing.
This email was sent to rental property owners in Denver asking if they'd be interested in renting to migrants looking for housing.
Looking at kind of a rent cap, $2,000, if we could stay underneath there.
The effort to get migrants into their own home is being spearheaded by entities beyond the city of Denver.
The nonprofits already have connected folks with all kinds of housing all over Denver.
Officials are saying the results speak for themselves, with thousands making their way out of shelters.
We're at below 1,800 right now, which is the first time that number's been this low since September.
That number was as high as 4,500 people in shelters, according to the city, as recently as January. Posts by migrant on social media before were about finding a home. Well, now,
a lot of those folks are, you know, those posts have now been replaced by, hey, I now need to furnish my apartment. What do I do? And so it's a good problem to have when that's what you're running into.
So how are the migrants expected to pay their rents? Well, work. The city says it's been able to help migrants find work legally.
1,300 people right now, you know, over the last just 2 weeks or so that we've been able to help get their work permits. I mean, that's a huge step.
I talked to some folks who are in the migrant advocate community, and even they say it's a tricky prospect to rent some of their properties to migrants. They say the effort to help is there, but there is admittedly a fear even among them that the migrants' work may not be stable, and therefore they may not have the ability to pay their rent over a longer period of time.
And then you're stuck with them. And then what do you do? I mean, most left-wing cities have very difficult laws regarding eviction. You know, that's one of those, another progressive genius things, that if somebody rents out an apartment or a room in your house, if they can't pay the bill, too bad on you. That's what you get for owning property and renting it out. So you don't, these guys are probably, a lot of them are day laborers. So there's going to come, and what if they come in home and they start getting drunk and getting crazy and, wow. They keep trying this. They keep trying to get locals to take them in. They had 38,000, almost 39,000 illegal aliens that cost Denver $58 million. He had told reporters earlier this year the city was very close to a breaking point. They had cut $5 million from public services to Denver residents. The Denver residents got screwed out of $5 million of public services that they paid for because now there were 38,000 plus guests, most of them from Venezuela. The Denver health system has been at a breaking point. 8,000 illegal aliens recording 20,000 visits to Denver Health last year. Imagine you need to, your kid breaks his arm, has to go to the emergency room, and you got 8,000 illegal aliens in front of you. They have come in for emergency room treatment, childbirth, dental care. Hey, those are new citizens right there. Dental care, primary care, the whole run. Can you imagine this? And the dopey mayor, Mike Johnston, who's now begging the locals to take the migrants into their homes, takes people's tax money, spends it on illegal aliens, invites them in by declaring a sanctuary, doesn't have a home for them. There's no city shelters for these people. So now he's going door to door. Will you take some of the migrants in? Extra room? Garage? Got a cot? Anything? They'll go to work, at least for a day. That is so nuts. And it doesn't bother these people how nuts it is. You're just supposed to suck it up as a taxpayer. You're just supposed to live with it because they say so. They're progressive. They're better. We come back. Could be entertaining tonight. Don't know. State of the Unions are usually dreadful bores, but hey, it's Joe Biden. He could pass out and fall over. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yes, we are going to carry Joe Biden's State of the Union address. I mean, there's absolutely nothing of substance that you should expect here unless he's going to announce he's closing the border. Oh, by the way, here's a tip so you have a BS detector if you bother to watch or listen to this thing. He signed, this is fact, 64 executive orders that opened up the border. So if he starts carrying on about how Congress, the Republicans, have blocked his border reform ideas, no. 64 executive orders, he could reverse all 64, and there'd be a drastic difference at the border. That is true, because there was far less of a problem before he took over, because he repealed a lot of Trump's executive orders and then added more of his own, and everything was about opening up the border. So the entertainment, though, I doubt he's going to close the border tonight, and there's really nothing else that is interesting or that I'd believe anyway. A lot of cheap slogans, and they're going to have, I'm sure, a lot of heart tugging guests. But it's just to see if he has a brain freeze or he starts mumbling or he wets himself or he gets lost on the way in. How are they going to keep him from getting lost on the way in? And then they've got to escort him off the podium. And what if he falls over? What if he falls asleep? And I wonder, I got to talk to a doctor who'd tell me the truth. Is there something, if you have an elderly person with dementia, is there something you can inject in them to jack them up? Some kind of adrenaline, some kind of methamphetamine, Adderall. Right? Something that really gets their brain racing a bit. I mean, outside of that, what would be the point of listening to this? It's probably going to go on for an hour. He does tend to show a lot of energy when he reads a teleprompter. It's when he's left by himself to just talk off the top of his head. Just a few days ago, he had a 15-second brain freeze in front of reporters. 15 seconds. I timed it. Conway's here.
You talking about Bill Handel?
Yeah, you
never gets old, huh?
Never gets old. I could hear that every day, and
I do. Thank you. That's right. All right, we've got Morongo at 4:03, advanced hair at 4:15.
Those are your commercials.
Oh, sorry.
Those aren't yours.
Sorry. State of the Union is tonight. That's gonna be a cool deal at 6:00. Looking forward to that. Steve Lawrence.
Of course you are. You have an hour off.
Sure. I get out of here at 6. I can be home by 6:10, you know, and eating some oranges or something. Steve Lawrence passed away today. And there's a clip from the Carol Burnett Show. Nobody that I ever witnessed made my dad laugh harder than Steve Lawrence.
He was a very funny guy.
Very funny man. I didn't even know he was still alive. I thought he had passed away a couple of years ago. But from the very famous Steve and Edie. Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Yeah.
I mean, man, when they were playing Vegas, they sold out every single show they ever booked. Every one of them.
Those kind of performers don't exist anymore.
I know. It was great to watch,
and he had great comic talent.
I was in Las Vegas with my wife, and we're driving down the strip. This, you know, 20 years ago, and I see that there's some shows on the strip that my wife has no idea who these people are. Mm. And so I say, do you want to go, see, you know, like a Gallagher or something? And she's younger than I am. She has no idea who they are. So I said, hey, you want to go see Don Rickles? And she goes, I don't know who Don Rickles is.
Oh.
Right? I said, oh, okay. All right, so we go to Don Rickles.
She married you and she doesn't
know. Me, yes.
Doesn't know who Don Rickles.
That's right. So we get, we're 10th row or so, 15th row, having a couple of drinks. The star does, you know, right before it collapsed. And Don Rickles is there. He's got a 40-piece orchestra. And he comes out, and there's one black guy in the orchestra. And he turns around, and he says a very derogatory thing to the black guy in the orchestra. And he says, hey, how did ba da ba da ba ba, you know.
Right.
And my wife goes, we got to get out of here.
She didn't know.
She didn't know that was his act. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, this is going to be like a race riot in here. I said, no. I said, that's his act. She goes, that's his act? That's his act? She couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it, man. But he used to.
But everybody laughed.
Everybody enjoyed including it. The guy in the band.
That's right. Everybody knew what it was.
Right. That before the cancel culture.
I know. That stuff lives on YouTube.
That's right.
I spent a lot of evenings watching that stuff.
Ding dong.
All right. Conway is next. State of the Union at 6. Crozier is the news live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.